That's kind of where we live, in that tension of the fact that, oh, we're able to do so much, and we've filled so many totes. I mean, we've done 182 totes since last August, and you get excited about being able to provide that much, but then on the back end of that, you're like, well, all these have had to be used, you know, not yet, but they're all there because there is a need. So it's, we live in that tension constantly. Yeah.
This is Vintage Stories. I'm Jennifer Murphy.
And I'm Michael Murphy.
You're about to listen to an interview that we just did with Laura and Haley. They're the founders of Layers of Dignity.
I was really taken back at the impact they're making. It's a good thing you couldn't see my face and some of it. Them telling their story and some of the demographic that they're serving, it was eye-opening to me.
Yeah, they're really doing a lot, and this need is very personal to them. They see the need a lot, and they see the people that are affected by this. It's just amazing to hear their story and that they decided to actually take action and do something about it. And just the two of them started this up, and there's so many people that either have probably wanted to get involved in something like this or didn't even know that the need was there, and now they can get involved and help.
Yeah, you've got to hear what they're doing. So we'll go ahead and end this intro, and we'll let you listen to the interview. Let's go ahead and get started.
I'm Laura, Laura Purnell. I've come to Vintage for 12, 13 years, I think. I am a nurse. I've worked as a nurse for 10 years and also have a 4-year-old. So not working as much in the hospital now. I'm mostly staying at home and just working when I can. And then doing this whole Layers thing.
Well, my name's Haley Harris. I have been going to Vintage a couple less years than Lara, but she's the one that kind of introduced me to Vintage a while ago. I'm also a nurse. I've been a nurse in the children's emergency department for the last 6 years.
Nice. So and you guys know each other through nursing or?
We're sisters.
Yes.
Ah,
that's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. We forget that people don't know that. That people will have been sitting with us for hours and then we'll say something. They're like, wait.
Tell us a little bit about Layers of Dignity. What is it exactly, and how did you guys get started?
So we're a nonprofit officially as of last October, and we provide tote bags to sexual assault survivors who arrive at emergency departments or women's advocacy centers if they decide to get a sexual assault nurse examination done. And so our tote bags include a new set of clothing, a resource packet, which has kind of aftercare where you can follow up for legal help or counseling, and a love note from a survivor. Mm-hmm. We wanted to let them know early on that they're not alone and, you know, they're not an afterthought. The reason for the clothing is when you go in for an exam, part of the evidence that's collected is your clothing. They end up having to give over what they have left and then are left with leaving, hopefully, in clothing that was voluntarily given, or paper scrubs.
I've done a lot of sexual assault nurse examination training, and then working in labor and delivery, kind of see that kind of stuff pass through as well. And then Haley works as a nurse in the children's emergency department. And so they have to do a lot of their kits as well.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So for minors, babies to 16, they can only be done in the pediatric emergency department. Just seeing the disparity there, people were leaving with less than, and that's not optimal. And we wanted survivors to feel like someone had thought about them before. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to create that community early on. So through nursing, we saw that disparity ourselves. And then in 2016, the tables kind of turned and I became a survivor. So I was the patient all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. Being on that end, even if you have the biggest support system ever, which I did,
sure.
You know, my family's all in Raleigh and they gathered around very closely and, But even though, you know, it's like the loneliest time you could ever imagine, after that, we wanted, once we got through our counseling and coming up through the depths, we wanted to turn our anger into righteous anger, and that ended up being action. So,
one thing you mentioned I wanted to ask about was the notes. Obviously, they come from survivors. How do you engage? How do they get in touch with you guys, or how can they share their story, or just offer that support to someone?
So far, Haley has been writing all of the survivor notes.
Oh, wow.
We do have volunteers just over the past couple of months that have stepped in to write those as well. We have a script, and lots of people have just volunteered to handwrite them for us too. But we engage with survivors. We've spoken at a few conferences. We end up, based on what we do, in a lot of sectors where survivors are. And so we offer up that option as a therapeutic response, that they would write a survivor note themselves. And so they can submit that by snail mail or email or log it onto our website.
Yeah.
Any way that they can get in touch is fine. They can just send it our way and we'll send it on.
What is the website?
Layersofdignity.com.
Easy. Great. Nice. Yep. Way to snag it.
Yeah.
URLs are hard to come by. So.
That's right. It's very easy.
That's good. No one will forget that.
So what do you guys see, you know, expanding this? I mean, you talked about, I think, getting more survivors involved. Sounds like definitely a part of it. What else?
So we're currently in 5 locations. Our tote bags are in 5 locations. We are in Wake Med, Raleigh Campus, the Children's and Adult ER. We're in the Solace Center at Interact, Duke Hospital, Durham Regional Hospital, and Rex Hospital, all those ERs. We're currently working on totes for Wake Med Carry. People end up emailing us, which has been the cool thing. Like, we don't, we haven't had to ask, like, do you want free things? So, you know, we're just slowly, regionally expanding, and then our goal on a larger scale is to become statewide, and then eventually nationally, if that's where we're supposed to go.
Yeah.
We'd love to be able to package it in a way that someone in another city or state could have their own kind of chapter. That would be our goal at some point.
Yeah, that's an amazing vision. Maybe I'm a little bit ignorant. A women's advocacy center, are they usually at a hospital, or is it a totally separate building, a separate location?
It's a totally separate entity.
Gotcha.
It's usually funded by the state, where they get a lot of grants through the state, and then private donations, things like that.
So in Raleigh, that's Interact. It's on Oberlin Road.
Yeah. I have seen that.
And then the Solace Center is within.
So they're not always, not every women's advocacy center has an assault center inside built into it.
No.
Either that's a, I was thinking the fact that we have one is maybe a blessing, but then obviously it's driven out of a need. So then you're thinking, like that's maybe not a great thing, but it's good that that there is the support there.
So how can people get involved?
We have prided ourselves in making this very easy.
Yeah.
And the best thing I think about jumping in and helping us is everything that is produced is tangible. You know, like what you've donated goes right into a tote that you can look at and is delivered. But we take clothing donations either through our Amazon wish list, or if you're a bargain shopper and you see athleisure at Old Navy or Target or Walmart, those are our most frequented spots. If you find something that looks comfy cute that you could sit on your couch and watch a movie in, and also go not just to Walmart but to Target too, then that's great. That's what we want to see, like the leggings, long tunic, cardigan, you know, comfy cute. So that's what we go for. And the link for the Amazon wish list is on our Instagram, also on our website, and our Instagram at Layers of Dignity. And then you can donate money, and we'll take that and we'll spend it for you. And we do Venmo, PayPal, good old cash and check. And then just follow along. We do this new thing. It started last week. Hashtag Tote Fill in Tuesdays.
Oh.
And so we post our most needed item, and it's usually one that's got an easy link that you just click on, send it our way, and you've an example is we needed chapstick. Like 3 weeks ago, and I posted it, and we got 224 chapsticks.
Oh, wow.
And so, I mean, you think about chapstick, and you're like, really? That's like nothing. But that's 224 totes that now have one item that we needed to be in there. So
if you are an Amazon shopper, we do have the option where you can set Layers of Dignity to be your Amazon Smile recipient. So we do encourage that, because that's another way to help.
So there's an event coming up?
April 5th, we are having an event here at Vintage at the City Gallery, downstairs in the 1880 room. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And so that's kind of our big month to kind of try and get as much information out there as possible. Lots of people are willing to kind of get on board and support. So we wanted to start the month off with a bang. And we have a lot of great artists that are already on board producing work. We have a spoken word artist. We have poetry being read that left us shook for quite a while. So it's really good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If anyone hasn't been to the first Fridays here at Vintage, it's a good time for sure. Mm-hmm. Just hanging out, you can bring your friends and check it out.
On the podcast, you're like famous.
Trying.
E-list celebrity.
That's right.
local celebrity.
Yeah, that's good.
Speaking of local celebrities, Michael and I were just talking about how there's a podcast that we really enjoy called My Favorite Murder, and they supported you guys when they were here. It was a few months ago.
Yeah, they have a live show at DPAC.
Yeah.
And at the very end of it, they had mentioned you guys. So what was the story behind that? When they said it, Jennifer looked at me, we're like, did you hear that? I mean, we're like, what did they just say? They just said Layers of Dignity.
Is that the Layers of
Dignity? Yeah, that's what I thought too, yeah.
That was the night we added the to the start of our name. So my friend Lizzie, I work with her. Her husband works at Full Steam Brewery. And that night we were doing a fundraiser there. She's also a huge Murderino fan, for those of you that don't know, that is a normal thing, and she's not a convict, so she just loves that podcast as well. Yeah. So they had a show that night. Lizzie messaged them, she was at the show, and she messaged them for weeks leading up to it and was like, I have these friends that do this thing, and you would love it, and you guys should mention them and let people know that there will be an event later. We never in a million years thought they would actually
say our names. We thought the Twitterverse was going to just direct people. We didn't know they were actually going to say it from stage.
Yeah.
So that was pretty surreal. And so some of the folks ended up coming to the event afterwards.
That's great.
Which was pretty great. So,
That's, I knew the name, and then Jennifer was like, that's from Vintage. Like, that grew out of, the Vintage community. That's amazing. Yes. Because folks that don't know, that is a pretty major podcast. Although it's called My Favorite Murder, it is a kind of a comedy. These two female hosts set the tone.
Tell true crime stories.
Yeah, but in a kind of a, it sounds weird, but in a comedic way.
We laugh about it.
Yeah, and it's kind of a way. It's like almost a therapeutic way to take into these things. And then obviously true crime's pretty popular.
Right.
And so these guys are actually on tour around. And so when they were here and they said your guys' names, I was floored.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Kind of a big deal.
We were floored as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad it drove some folks over to participate in the event that you had going.
Yeah.
Are there any other businesses that you've partnered with? Or is there anyone that does an ongoing partnership?
Yeah. So every April, this will be the 4th April, where the Flourish Market, which is a boutique downtown, they also support, underserved?
It's shopping with meaning. So every purchase that you make goes directly to a good cause somewhere. Like, they cover every kind of good cause possible. But the Flourish Market has this event hosted by Ashley Stevenson, from Story Photographers, and it's a pretty great event for women to come to. It's called See Her Story, so I'm pretty sure it's just a woman thing, but you get to go have some drinks, have a discount at the Flourish Market, and then you also get to have your hair and makeup done by legit people, and then get your headshot. which, if you go to our website, the headshot's on there. We're done at the last See Her Story event. That's so awesome.
You're feeling fabulous.
It's pretty great.
You're like, we're using these.
Done. So yeah, that's a good event to go to in April, and those dates will be available on our Instagram and website.
Mm-hmm. So follow to keep up.
Yes, there. Yes.
So layersofdignity.com. You can also go to vintagenc.com and click on serve.
Yes.
And you guys are listed as one of the partners on there.
Yes, we need an accountant.
need some help. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Why not? Like, this is the platform. Need some help.
Yes. Maybe somebody... It's on the serve website. Just click it.
Yeah. I am the CFO. Yeah. I'm a nurse. So I don't know if you see the disconnect there.
It can count.
Right.
There's some limitations.
That's true. I do give medications.
Yeah,
so.
My accounting. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
That's great. Sounds like it'd be a good opportunity. And I guess that coming up pretty fast then, the event here at Vintage. Support the program, I guess. It's a,
yeah.
Well, now it's an official nonprofit. How long were you guys cruising around with it not being a nonprofit?
So we,
a long time.
Yeah.
So we were recognized by the state as an entity incorporated last February.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And so between February and October, we were in the application mode. And Vintage provided us with legal help to work on that application because it's ridiculous.
I'm sure.
And there were words that we were like, did they make that up?
Like, I don't even know. This is the English
sentence.
Language.
What
yes.
is that?
Yeah. So we're really grateful for Vintage providing us with all the things. In October, we received the letter from the IRS saying you are official.
Great.
So.
Nice. A good letter to get from the IRS.
Yeah.
Yes. The ones that you actually do want to get.
Yeah, we're like the only humans waiting for a letter from the IRS.
Right.
Expectantly.
Yeah. No, it's fun. So I guess that's good. So when folks donate, there's something they can do with their taxes. I'm not a tax professional. But I know it's important to some people.
We found out that you can get a gift receipt from us, and then you can file it with your taxes. And
excellent.
Yeah. It helps.
A write-off.
Yes.
So it makes giving massive donations a lot easier.
Yes.
So sign up right now.
Yes.
The more you give, the more you save.
Yeah, right.
You guys are ready for this.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, I appreciate you taking time to join us and tell us a little bit about what you have started here out of the Vintage community. I think that's the goal, is to show a little bit about what some members here in Vintage have been doing, and then folks that want to engage, they can do that, and maybe be inspired that they can, you know, make a great thing come out of a potentially bad situation, or just look for where there is a need, keep those eyes open, help people.
Absolutely.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming.